Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Welcome once again. It's another Spectrum show, and if you haven't noticed already, there's a lot more people on the streets, just about any street in any city in the United States, not least of which is here in New York. We've invited back one of our friends who has been with us multiple times in the past, Jeremy Willinger, who is from China Institute. And the China Institute has sort of had the doors shuttered for the better part of the past year. But I understand things are going to change. So welcome back to China America, Jeremy.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's great to be back. And hello to your audience, which, you know, we're always happy to talk to and invite to our programs.
All right. And speaking of invited programs, what's cooking for China Institute coming up in the summer months and then on into the fall?
Sure. Well, you know, China Institute's been online, you know, as most nonprofits, but we are planning a really special re-welcoming and are doing so in thinking about, you know, how to really engage our audience in new ways. So over the summer, we are very happy to introduce a new film series exploring, you know, really the early 20th century and iconic films as part of the intense dialogue about, you know, the future of China. So we're starting off on July 14th with two movies, The Great Road and Laborer's Love. So we're very excited. You can come see it in person at China Institute on Tuesday, July 13th. And then you can join us for a discussion on July 14th online. And we'll have some several experts in film and Chinese culture to kind of talk about it. And we'll also be airing a series of other movies every Tuesday and Wednesday going forward through August 4th. So we can really urge you guys to check it out online or in person with us. Our summer camp's in person, so we're very excited to welcome back our students.
Are those films full length, or are they short films? So what's the nature of the types of films?
Sure. Well, you know, Laborer's Love is only 22 minutes, but The Great Road is about maybe an hour and 10 minutes. So we're keeping it. We like to keep the movie length in total to around an hour and a half because we don't want to, you know, take up too much time. So they're really curated to be, you know, not only representative, but, you know, really to stimulate a great dialogue and also to be mindful of time. I would also like to just mention that on July 15th, there's a really special opportunity that we're offering online, totally free. It's called The Sound of Broadway, the making of China's newest U.S. China show. And this really is going to be a fantastic talk back and live performance with some of the cast. In China's newest show, which is premiering in Xi'an on July 23rd. So there's going to be acrobats and musicians and magicians and huge puppets. So it's a really interesting, you know, plot and structure to the premiere. So we're excited to show it online. And that's also on our website. You can check that out.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty hot, too, at that time of year in Xi'an.
Well, not only for a variety of reasons, for the, you know, quality of production here, but certainly, yes, the temperature, too.
That sounds very exciting. Yep. Looking ahead into the fall, what's up after we get into September and kids are in reality going back to school? Sure. Tell us what you have cooked up for September.
Sure. Thanks. So we're really excited. And actually, Steve, your audience is the first to hear that we will be doing a mid-autumn festival for families. We're thinking September 19th. But we'll kind of make that announcement online, you know, in the next couple of weeks. You know, we're looking to put together a really nicely, you know, event featuring, you know, food and, you know, hopefully crafts and Chinese culture and art exhibits, or art activities, I should say. So we're still finalizing those plans, but we're very excited to welcome people back. And when we do, we're going to have a brand new auditorium.
Yeah, I hear that. Yep. A lot of construction took place during the pandemic. You had a lot of downtime to actually get some things accomplished. Tell us what you have to look at these days.
Well, it worked out actually really nicely, you know, to your point, because, you know, while we were shut down kind of physically, you know, we were still building out this really great facility, the completion of the second floor of China Institute. So that involves our big auditorium, which can seat 200. And we have brand new classrooms, one specifically dedicated to movement classes. for adults, like Tai Chi, and we're going to have music performance spaces. And it's really just a beautiful extension of, you know, the gallery space, the and the existing classrooms, library, and, you know, performance spaces that China Institute has always hosted events
with. Our guest this week on Spectrum is Jeremy Rollinger. He's the sort of mouthpiece for China Institute here in New York. Jeremy, give our listeners the address, because I know China Institute has been around New York for a long, long time, but it's had multiple addresses. And many of our people, regrettably, haven't been to the new space. So tell us where that is and how they can get there, as well as the web address so people can check on these upcoming events.
You got it. Thanks. So China Institute has been in New York City since 1926. And for the last 5 years now, we've been in Lower Manhattan. And we're happy to call 40 Rector Street home. You can get there actually through the subway, you know, the 1, the N, the R. There's a variety, you know, at Fulton Street, the Oculus train station serves. We're about 4 minutes walk from that, the New York City Waterway Ferry. So, you know, plenty of options to get to us if you want to visit us online, chinainstitute.org. And we're also on all social media platforms at China Institute. On Twitter and Facebook, Twitter and Instagram with an underscore.
Great. Jeremy, thank you. I hope we, as we get closer to some of these events, we'll be in touch on a more regular basis. We always
sure will.
Your little announcements you send us, and we're pleased to broadcast them on China America Radio. But
thank you, Steve. Can't wait to welcome you in person.
Yeah, I got our fingers crossed, and hopefully. By the way, I meant to mention, when is the gallery going to be available with a new exhibit?
Sure. So the next exhibition looks to be fall 2022, and that will be a wonderful selection of Chinese bronzes curated from a special collection, the Pillsbury Collection at the Minneapolis Museum of Art. So we're very excited to host that. And then we have more exhibits coming in, two more exhibits coming in 2023, and those will all be available online. So check out the gallery online, too, because there's a lot of great virtual exhibits that you can explore.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us again this week on Spectrum. I'm Steve Warren.
Thank you, Steve.
Jeremy, we'll see you soon in person.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.